Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's date is the 24th of January of the year 2020. It is also Burns Night, the night where Scottish people and people who have Scottish ancestry and people who like Scottish people around the world gather to celebrate the poetry and life of the famous Rabbi Burns, whose birthday is apparently the 25th of January, don't ask me. Also, Burns Night is the night we celebrate sick Burns throughout history, like that time Churchill told the lady she was ugly to her face, or when Groucho Marx told a lady with a lot of children to get the dick out of her for a minute. Today's guest is one of our regulars, taking a moment out of his busy life as the elected representative of all lefty scum, Nato Green. Welcome.
Thank you, Alice. Things in the resistance have taken a sudden turn for the worse.
Oh, didn't you hold on to the ports?
We lost control of the ports. We've had to fall back temporarily. We believe it's a tactical retreat. We've holed up inside. We have one platoon inside of a Cinnabon and another platoon inside of a Cheesecake Factory. The food here in the Cheesecake Factory should last us for another 7 or 8 years, but sadly, most of our troops have gotten diabetes while we've been seeking refuge here. Hopefully, we don't develop diabetic neuropathy and lose feeling in our feet before we're able to break out and regain the initiative.
Well, Nato, I wish you the best of luck, and just know that you are the nicest smelling rebellion going round.
Cheers.
Coming up today, we'll be talking up the latest big news in Silicon Valley and technology. But first, some headlines. In the news today, new startup Mortees helps match up terminally ill patients with interns who can tweet out their last moments in an acceptably viral way. Tinder is planning to branch out from emotionless hookups to courtly love with its new spin-off, Chaucer, matching you with the unattainable non-partners who you can pine after in the form of poetry or epic quest. Each quest gives you points towards a handkerchief or other token of esteem from your chosen lord or lady. Fitbit is about to launch its new fully integrated accountability model, which will post live updates in the form of a full LED light show with all of your vital statistics into the sky above Gotham City, including heart rate, blood purity, and erectile tissue density. That is our headlines for today.
Did you say erectile tissue density?
Yes.
That's a mouthful.
Well, it depends how dense it is, really. It's a quantified life, Nato. It is the classified section now because everything is paid for by ads and we don't like to think about it. Flat lemonade. Does anyone drink that anymore? Try flat lemonade, pre-flattened for a mild placebo effect when you're a bit sick. Got one of those annoying friends who always recommends having a glass of water if you feel a bit off? You should listen to them. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the National Water Board, not to be confused with the government-sanctioned torture technique. This is an ad for a night out at a local bar called Sexy Wednesdays, or as Wednesday is often known, Happy Lump Day. If you want to have a sexy Wednesday, come to Sexy Wednesdays Pub, only open on Wednesdays. And here is less of an ad than an apology. Nish Kumar has published a public apology for his new workout line, Get Jacked, which suggested that people who wore his workout clothes would get jacked, and included misleading advertising that suggested by get jacked he meant get a hand job. So he's apologising here with a picture of his very, very sad face, and his the rest of his body below the neck is blurred out.
What's this? I feel a little bit out of sorts. I found a half a cup of water on my desk. Let me. I'm just going to take a sip of that right now, if you don't mind. Oh, that's good stuff. I don't know why I thought to have a sip of water just now. Something got it put the thought into my head. It must be the power of advertising.
I mean, NATO, would you be you without having half a glass of water every now and then?
I have to mix it up between the water and the whiskey. They have to alternate. Otherwise, I get in trouble.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That is your classified section for today.
The Last Post.
Our top story today. Investor advocates are planning to meet on Friday in Silicon Valley to talk about how they went from being hot young rebels to suddenly finding themselves the boring establishment. And they are moving towards living by the quasi-religious self-help motives of N equals one optimization and a soullessly quantified life. This is a piece that includes some of the new trends among the lords of tech in Silicon Valley, which are intermittent fasting, which can mean anything from skipping breakfast to starving yourself to death, depending on how optimized you want to be. Proponents claim short fasts help increase focus and maybe even lifespan, while enthusiasts credit going into the desert for 40 days and nights as the inspiration for their newest tech offerings. Jock Bursey, head of the first crowd-funded drone-operated U.S. senator, says, "The first time I did it, I felt like I was hallucinating, but I ended up writing the code for the senator in one evening in my daughter's crayons all over the floor." Another thing that tech billionaires love doing is wearing the same thing every day so they don't have to think about what they wear, killing their own animals, running barefoot, drinking unpurified water, replacing food with tasteless dystopian nutrition shakes, and taking ice baths. In response to a journalist who asked, "How is this different from wearing a hair shirt like a medieval monk?" technocrat Pilo Flunge said, "Well, maybe medieval monks were really the first Silicon Valley entrepreneurs."
Related Silicon Valley news, also known as Elon Musk being an asshat news. Tesla's got new products on offer. Elon Musk just announced his new product, the Cybertruck. Everyone knows these smaller Tesla cars, despite being electric, are generally recognized as being for pussies. So Elon Musk decided to appeal to the market of people who are concerned about mitigating the impacts of climate change and reducing their carbon footprint, but want to let the world know about their huge pulsing cocks while they do it.
Look, I'm interested in reducing toxic environmental factors, not toxic masculinity, NATO.
One at a time. Pace yourself, Alice. The Cybertruck is big, it's expensive, it can tow all the big shit you need to tow because you're a real man. Also, for no particular reason, it's bulletproof. During the demo, Musk invited the designer to throw a metal ball at the window, which cracked. It can withstand being bludgeoned by a sledgehammer, and it can parallel park itself. The Cybertruck is a perfect invention for a white South African billionaire who, as a white South African billionaire, is the single best argument against a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Being bulletproof and able to endure sledgehammers, it says to the world, I'm still doing things that will make poor people want to riot. But it can parallel park itself because it says, I still respect the norms of a civilized society, and I think double parking is a greater moral abomination than poverty. Other things that have been happening in the world of tech, in the neighborhood that I live in San Francisco, we have two kinds of buses that pass through. We have the Immigration Customs Enforcement deportation bus, and we have what we call the Google bus, the shuttles that take people from their homes in San Francisco to high-tech campuses down in across Silicon Valley. But through a wild turn of events, the buses were switched, and a group of computer programmers were dropped off into the loving embrace of the Sinaloa cartel in northern Mexico. And a group of undocumented migrant workers were dropped off at high-tech campuses all across the Bay Area. And because people don't look up from their screens to make human contact, no one noticed. but things continued to be invented. There continued to be new inventions made by undocumented migrant workers. They just reflected a different set of values and needs. For example, they launched a new app, Tinder, but for consent. So that's exciting. They're launching an app like, say, you're in a neighborhood and you want to riot and you have a brick and you want to smash a window, but then you realize it's your neighborhood and you're standing in front of your own local coffee shop. And so then you click on the app and a car comes and drives you to the nearest rich neighborhood so you can riot over there. It's called Uplift. There's an app for women and people of color to use to put white guys on mute called the White Noise Machine, obviously. There will still be wearables. There will still be wearables like Google Glass, but it'll be for police to wear to see black people as human.
Is this wave of undocumented immigrants in the Google campus responsible for that new app Finder, which matches up parents with their children who've been taken away by the government and sold to wealthy families?
It's the same engineers working on in the same development projects.
It's fascinating. It's almost as though if you give people who haven't had resources the same resources as other people, they'll have similar outcomes.
Absolutely. You know, people think that technology changes us, but it just reflects the values of the people who make it. And if you give all the technological wherewithal to migrant workers, they will invent technology to solve their own problems instead of making an app that will, I don't know, make Shazam for soup so that they can tell the difference between a biscuit and a bouillabaisse.
I mean, though, sometimes you just really want to know what soup it is you're eating.
I know, it's hard to figure out what kind of soup you're eating. Could be a chowder or a gazpacho, you don't know.
And now it is time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can write in a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Today's letter to the editor is from an unknown source, anonymous, saying, "Hello, help please. I have 6 accounts online, all presenting slightly different personalities. How am I supposed to know which one I am?" That's a good question, unknown. How would you be able to tell who you are if you had 6 different personalities online, Nato?
I think I am all 6. I contain multitudes, and I have my winter, spring, summer, fall personalities. I have my weekend personalities, and then I have my personalities for my fraught relationships with my relatives. So,
do you ever accidentally bring the wrong personality to bear at an awkward moment?
Absolutely. Once I made the horrific mistake of being myself around my in-laws.
Oh, no.
And everything went right down the shitter. So,
well, I, for one, am looking very much forward to the age of data permeability where none of us have any secrets anymore and we can all admit that we're awful. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow. If you have not listened before, please listen back to previous editions so you can make some sense of this crazy, crazy world. Thank you so much for coming, Nato. And do you have anything to plug?
Sure. An album called The Whiteness Album, available wherever comedy is streamed or downloaded. Check that out, please.
I will. The Last Post is a Something Else and Bugle podcast production. I'm Alice Fraser, and the executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.